May I send my very best wishes to all of those who are participating in and supporting Irish Music Month. This initiative is the biggest ever cooperative action taken by independent radio stations in Ireland, and as such it is genuinely historic. A major statement of support for Irish music from 25 independent Irish radio stations, working with Hot Press and supported by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland, it is to be welcomed with open arms. The role and significance of music to life in Ireland cannot be overstated. Irish musicians are among our most talented and best-loved performers. They are also, as it happens, among the finest practitioners of their art in the world. The popularity of our musicians, bands and performers extends far beyond Irish shores. Not only do these artists bring our rich musical tradition to countries across the globe, but they also ensure that this extraordinary living tradition, powerful and resonant in its own right, remains open to the influence and enrichment of other cultures and of other artistic perspectives. This is how Irish music evolves and develops, constantly reflecting in this powerful dynamic the changing society with which it engages. As we begin to slowly emerge from the COVID-19 pandemic, which threw such a dark shadow across so many aspects of our lives, including the cultural, we will, I hope, be fueled with a deeper appreciation of the invaluable contribution that the arts and culture make to our shared lives. Along with all our artists, the musicians of Ireland offer to us as a society an enriching and often very beautiful and inspiring creative vision, but they do more, also challenging the status quo in a way that is in itself courageous and liberating. Throughout this difficult, most recent chapter of our shared lives, which endangered the cultural space and the livelihoods of those who work within it in a unique and troubling way, I have been greatly inspired by the many imaginative, inventive ways in which our artistic community has continued to forge a positive path, working at the daunting task of expressing the fears and the anxieties, as well as the hopes and dreams of our people. It has always been deeply encouraging to witness the generous and enthusiastic support from our citizens, which has been such a significant testament to the importance of artistic work, particularly during challenging and worrying times. Irish Music Month takes that testament on to the next level. It is yet another profound statement of the central role of culture in our lives, of the commitment of so many dedicated people within the artistic community to ensuring access to that culture and of the support that is there for them from the media, which is so important to nurturing and encouraging our artistic talent. I have no hesitation in saying that we owe a great debt of gratitude to every single one of the 25 independent radio stations, spread as they are around the country and providing as they do a special connection to the citizens of this country and to music. Music fans across all genres for supporting this important event, and to Hot Press, who have made such a valuable, lasting contribution to Irish music across so many years. I thank them and all those involved in Irish Music Month and wish you every success with this very valuable and imaginative initiative. Gach ra ar an tógra sáulíoch tábhach lúcsa, gara míla mahaltif galéir.
The launch of an exciting new initiative aimed at increasing the amount of Irish music played on Irish radio. iRadio, along with 24 other stations across the country, have teamed up with the BAI Sound and Vision Fund, Hot Press Magazine and IBI to make October Irish Music Month, as well as on-air talent searches. The campaign will see artists benefit from free advertising and more airplay. John Purcell, chair of IBI, has welcomed the initiative.
This month, which is going to be in October, is going to be fantastic. A great showcase for new artists, for existing artists and for really well-established artists, and artists who've all had a really tough time during the pandemic but who are emerging from it now and who are going to be bigger, better and more popular, we hope, than ever. So we're really looking forward to it. We hope listeners across the country get behind it.
For details on how to enter, visit iradio.ie/musicbump.
In a band? Releasing your own music? Missing live gigs? We want to hear from you.
Let's go!
Whether it's rock,
We've dedicated October as Irish Music Month.
And we're playing more Irish music than ever.
Be in with a chance to perform live on your local radio station.
Play at a nationally broadcast event and win a prize pot of €5,000.
Irish Music Month is promoting Irish artists from every genre and from every county in Ireland.
Don't miss out on your chance. Enter now.
Check out fm104.ie and our social channels for more.
Proudly supported by IBI, Hot Press, the BAI Sound and Vision Fund, and Dublin's hit music station, FM 104.
There's Shane Codd, Always On My Mind, and check out f104.ie for all the info on what we're doing to support Irish music this October. So obviously it's been hit so badly by COVID, so we're asking you for your support to get behind your favourite established, maybe upcoming Irish artists, buy their albums, their tickets, their merch. And what we're doing is we're giving Irish artists €95,000 to play for us on radio stations around the country. This is all thanks to Hot Press, IBI, the BAI Sound and Vision Fund, and only here on FM 104.
Grey Wind, Am I Asleep? Irish Music Month supported by the BAI Sound and Vision Fund and by XL Retail right across the month here on Radio Kerry and indeed on a number of stations across the country as well. Now, we'll try and fit another Irish song in before we finish the show at 1 o'clock.
We love Irish music and we want to show them our support. October is Irish Music Month and Radio Kerry is asking you to help support the Irish musicians who make every party, every drive home and every day magic. We're asking you to support Irish artists and musicians by buying Irish albums, concert tickets, t-shirts and Irish music merch wherever you can. Let's support Irish musicians and buy Irish. Irish Music Month is supported by the BAI Sound and Vision Fund and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland.
It's Irish Music Month on Independent Radio across Ireland. Proudly supported by Live 95.
Hey, how you doing? Nadia here with you. October is Irish Music Month and we're celebrating on Live 95 by playing even more Irish music. Stay with us in this hour to hear from Live 95's five finalists for Irish Music Month. All the songs are recorded live in Dolan's during the week. Irish Music Month is supported by the BAI Sound and Vision Fund and by XL Retail, offering a great deal more at your local service. And I caught up with all of the artists during the week and we're kicking it off now with Raging Sons, and I'm chatting to Fint Tynan, and I asked him what his two songs were that he was putting forward for Irish Music Month.
The two songs that we put through are Breathe Easy, we released that earlier in the year, and the second one is called Lust. So both singles are going to be on our forthcoming album, which is out on the 22nd of October. So it's great to kind of get them on another platform and have people hear them and hopefully get on and listen to the album as well, you know.
Obviously a very surreal feeling recording in Dolan's, not being in front of a live audience.
Irish Music Month.
This is Adam from U2. There is nothing quite like the feeling of hearing your song on the radio. And if it's coming out of a passing car radio, even better. Like any artist, the support of radio has been so important to U2, and Irish radio has been behind us every step of our journey. There is so much new and emerging talent from our island. It's brilliant to see so many Irish radio stations get behind Irish Music Month. Congratulations to Hot Press and all involved.
Days was there standing all the way that the days was their mind.
So that is Laura Elizabeth Hughes, our fifth and final entry for the Nova Irish Music Month competition. So I have to say that the talent was huge, and it was a pleasure to play those songs over the last little while. And thank you so much to everyone that sent them in, and thank you to everyone who's been texting in, and a huge amount of texts over the week. I was doing Nova Nights for the last week, and there was texts coming in all week about who to look at, who to think about, and who was the act that people were caring about, and it was great stuff. So the Nova judging panel have sent through a fairly lengthy email. I'm not going to get into all of it, but basically the winner has been chosen and will go forward to be one of the 25 in the running for that incredible prize. And again, supported by Hot Press, XL Retail Group, the BAA Sound and Vision Fund and X Music Stores, plus the 25 Irish stations. And the winner, and was chosen because of the songcraft, was one of the lines. This is the winner. It is Laura Elizabeth Hughes will go through and be the Radio Nova nominee. Congratulations to Laura Elizabeth Hughes. I will say it was incredibly tight, and there was incredibly positive stuff written about all the nominees, which was absolutely brilliant. And hopefully I'll try and give everyone a couple more plays on the radio as well. Let's play something by Laura Elizabeth Hughes, who will be the Radio Nova nominee here on Radio Nova, going into our final of Irish Music Month. This is Pandemonium. This is live on Radio Nova.
Hey everybody, this is Luan Parle here, and I just want to say a huge thank you to East Coast FM and all the radio stations around the country who are supporting Irish Music Month. It means so much to Irish musicians and songwriters to have their music supported and celebrated. Keep listening to local Irish radio and keep reading Hot Press.
East Coast FM.
East Coast Wicklow's favourite radio station, proudly supporting Irish music. Of course, October is Irish Music Month. You can see eastcoast.fm to find out what we're doing this month to support Irish music. Plus, we're asking you to support Irish artists by buying their albums, tickets and merchandise. The initiative is giving Irish artists nearly €100,000 to play for us on radio stations around the country. And it's all thanks to Hot Press, the IBI, the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland, the BAI Sound and Vision Fund and XL Retail, offering a great deal more at your local store. Before 7 this morning, you'll hear the latest single from East Coast FM's local hero as part of Irish Music Month. That's Aoife Doyle from Bray.
Irish Music Month. Irish radio supporting Irish artists in association with IBI, Hot Press and the BAI Sound and Vision Fund.
We had 5 finalists across the last 2 weeks, Kevin, and we are about to pick our winner. And all thanks to Irish Music Month here on Ocean FM. And joining us in studio is Kevin Blessing, one of our judges, and also online on the Zoom. It's all
Zooming.
Technology. Are you there, Ciarán?
Yes, Jamie, loud and clear. How are you?
Absolutely, all the better for hearing you. And I presume you had maybe the toughest time of all.
Yeah, along with Niamh Crowley as well.
Niamh Crowley, who couldn't just make it.
No, she's tied up this afternoon. Yeah, we had probably the toughest job ever, I found, anyway. And we know, Jamie, yeah, that we have the best musical talent in the country up here in the Northwest. Well, and the search for a local hero once again proved that. We had loads of entries, over 50, and thanks to all those who did enter, by the way. And from that then, it was up to myself and Ciarán and Niamh to narrow it down to 5. We managed to do that, and each of those finalists then had a day out with your good self, Shamey, along with Luke Devaney, our sound engineer, and Mark from Ocean FM's social media department in the Hawkswell Theatre in Sligo last Monday week,
yeah,
to put down some tracks. And you've been airing those fruits of their labour for the past week or so.
Meanwhile, October is Irish Music Month and we finally have our 5 finalists in with a chance of winning €5,000 and the opportunity to have their music professionally recorded, released and played on independent radio stations across the country. Our finalists are Primary Colours,
We Got Our People, You'll Bring Your People, Get Rid,
Baby Lamb,
Mama Soon, I'm in a crazy,
Galia Ard,
We Can't Be Here Anymore,
Blonde Model,
But She Don't Look Like You,
and Leah Morin.
I miss the senses of 17.
Keep listening to Spin to find out the winner. Irish Music Month is proudly supported by Spin, Hot Press, the IBI, XL Retail and the BAI Sound and Vision Fund. And for all your entertainment, remember to follow Spin online to stay in the know.
Music Month on 98FM, playing more Irish music than ever.
Some of us will drift apart while others stay together.
Say you don't even know my name, but it's yours that's swimming in my head every day.
That is the debut single from an artist called Chameleon, featuring Lucy McWilliams on vocals. The track is called You Know, and you are tuned in to this week's Totally Irish here on 98FM. The man behind Chameleon's music is an artist called Matthew Harris. You may know the name of Matthew Harris from being Malachy's producer. You may have seen him performing a wonderful rendition of the Paul McCartney song Live and Let Die on The Late Late Show a few weeks ago. You may know him as being the producer of the new Kelly Thornton single, which I played for you guys 2 weeks ago. Or you may know him as being one of the 5 finalists for Irish Music Month, the winner of which will be announced this Thursday in the Academy. Tonight, we just know him as being Matthew Harris, the first guest on this week's Totally Irish, because Matthew has joined me here in the 98FM studio. Hey, Matthew, good to see you.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you for having me.
It's nice to finally meet you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Am I right in saying that you've...
Ireland's search for a new local hero has reached its dramatic final stage. This Thursday, five of Ireland's hottest new artists will take to the stage at the Academy in Dublin to showcase their potential as world beaters, with the big guns from across the music industry in attendance. Presented by Hot Press and the IBI as part of the Irish Music Month initiative, a new local hero promises to be one of the music nights of the year, starring Carrie Baxter, Chameleon, Fintan McKayhey, Leah Moran, Mia Ermeche, plus special guest. Full details at hotpress.com. Tickets €20 plus fees on sale from ticketmaster.ie. Irish Music Month is funded by the BAI Sound and Vision Scheme and supported by XL Retail.
Dublin's hit music station.
This is FM 104.
He's ready to perform. Let's stop the chit chatter.
His new album is brilliant. Yes. Please welcome David Keenan.
David Keenan, everybody.
Hello. A new local hero is something to be. What then? Oh, not a single sinner in sight. As the working class, my generates. You can take the land out of the council estate. When we were younger, it always seemed to be sunny. We'd steal cigarettes and white clothes from a man in a van. Can I stay with you during the week? So we can feed the wee birds. We can feed the wee birds. Mama, will you buy me a meal? Buy me a mama, will you buy me a banana? Mama, will you buy me a buy me a mama, will you buy me a slum queen rose? Mama, cracking. A drink that is in backless feet.
Okay, here we go.
Looks like an envelope.
So now it's the moment we've all been waiting for. Uh-huh. Are you ready? Okay.
Trish, it's all yours.
Are we ready? So, it's the moment we've all been waiting for. The winner of a new Local Hero Award 2021 goes to Chameleon! Whoa!
iRadio
Newsfeed. And a new local hero has been chosen. Chameleon has taken the title at a special showcase at the Academy in Dublin. President Michael D. Higgins and Arts and Culture Minister Catherine Martin are among those who've congratulated the Dublin-based musician. He came out tops through the Irish Music Month initiative, which was run throughout October as part of a collaboration between the BAI's Sound and Vision Scheme, Independent Broadcasters of Ireland and Hot Press.